to. Your soul intention, we'll wanna be understood unconditionally. But you have to realize that if you earn its distance, in the moment your wall melts down, the inside is outside. Different, shortening bonds made them last. Now we emphasize our difference. We've been enrolled one by one for peacetime resistance, and we're fighting our battles alone. For one perspective, we got colors with shades erased from blender. We got four eyes, so I yearn for one perspective. We got colors, but they disappear when blender.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 118. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Kings of Convenience. That song is called Peacetime Resistance and can be found on the band's new album, Declaration of Dependence, that came out October 20th on Astroworks Records. This is the band's third album, and if you were a little disappointed with the second one, pick this one up. It is a great return to form from the first album, just beautiful pop for cold, cold fall days like we're starting to have around here. And that's no accident. The way Too Much Rock works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices and thus make a good podcast. But if nothing else, you get a good glimpse into where I am and what my moods are. And my moods are starting to calm down and starting to prepare for winter and, you know, enjoying some leaves still, but knowing that most of them have blown off my trees already. So prepare for a podcast of that sort of music. Get yourself a cup of tea and settle down. This is a song by Hell Songs from Sweden. The song is called Seasons in the Abyss.
Thank you. anticipation, stimulation to kill the acceleration. Inert flesh, a bloody tome, a decorated splatter brightens the room. An execution, a sadist ritual, mad intervals of mind residuals. Close your eyes, look deep in your soul, step outside yourself and let your mind go on. Frozen eyes stare deep in your mind as you die.
I call the only
go. I hope that tea is working nicely for you. That song was by Lou Barlow. The song is called The One I Call. That's on his new album, Goodnight Unknown, that came out on October 6th on Merge Records. That is a fantastic album. I'd put it right up there with anything he's ever done in Sebado or Centrado or Full Complosion or whatever. That album, it is just solid through and through, and I'm a really big fan of that. And before that, we heard from a band called Hell Songs. The song was Seasons in the Abyss. Yes, that is a Slayer song. And the album is called Hymns in the Key of 666. It is all metal songs covered in that sort of way. And they're quite beautiful, actually. I think even if you didn't get tickled by listening to The Trooper or Symphony of Destruction done in that style, I think they're just wonderful as is. So I'm hesitant to recommend kind of a novelty record, but I say pick that one up. It was released last year on, I don't know what, some label in Europe, but it's being put out in November on Minty Fresh Records, Chicago's own Minty Fresh. So pick that one up. I think you'll be entertained. Coming up next, we've got the new track by Built to Spill. The song is called Hindsight.
Take my own advice. What I've done.
Experimental, but nice all the same, don't you think? That is Moom from Iceland. The song is called Sing Along. The album is Sing Along to Songs You Don't Know, released September 22nd of this year on Euphono Records. Before that, we heard from Built to Spill, the song Hindsight, off of that band's new album, There Is No Enemy, that came out October 6th on Warner Brothers Records. So plug in the major labels, but that is a fantastic album, again, that stands up to anything they've ever released. So two wins there by established artists this week. Let's go into a few bands that are less established and a couple of bands from Australia. This is a band called Car Stereo Wars.
Never even spoken or faced each other, but on the last hill we'd race each other. When we reached the wrecks, we'd each go our own way. I wasn't in his classes, I didn't know his name. When we finally got to speak, he just stared at his feet and mumbled a sentence that ended with James. I was young and caught in the crowd. I didn't know then what I know now. I was dumb and I was proud, and I'm sorry. If I could go back, do it again, I'd be someone you could call friend. Please, please believe that I'm sorry.
Well, he was quite a big guy, kinda shy and quiet. When the kids called him weird, he didn't try to deny it. Every lunchtime he'd spend walking by himself round the boundary of the grounds till he heard the bell. Well, one day I found him, joined him on his walk. We were silent for a while until we started to talk. I told him my family were fighting in court. He said his stepdad and him always fought. We talked about music, he was in a punk. He told me all the bands that I liked were junk. I said I'd never heard the songs the Sex Pistols sang. I laughed back at him and then the bell.
Young men caught in the crowd.
A little more pop than you normally get on Too Much Rock, but hopefully you'll forgive me that indulgence. That is Kate Miller-Heidke with the song Caught in the Crowd. That was released on a 2008 album in Australia that never made it to the States, though I currently have that on an EP that's being passed around to U.S. press outlets to prep everyone for an upcoming U.S. release. That may or may not be inspired by the fact that Kate has had a minor internet hit with the song Facebook. Hunt that one down if you're so inclined. It's good for a chuckle. The EP itself doesn't do a whole lot for me. It kind of sounds like Wilson Phillips, so kind of a lose there. Kate is currently touring with Ben Folds. I know they were here in Lawrence, Kansas on, a Monday, but I missed that show, so I'm sure they're still around. See what she sounds like live. See if it still sounds like Wilson Phillips to you. Before that, we played Car Stereo Wars from Melbourne, Australia. The song is called Radio Edit, and it's released on For Your Comfort and Safety, a self-release in 2008, though again a band looking to break into the U.S. market after having some hits, or having some exposure rather, with songs and commercials. I know they're in a Tic Tac commercial and something else as well. And that's a good album through and through. Lots of good pop there and some bigger, almost space rock elements in there as well. So good stuff. I see we're about out of time, so let me get the business out of the way. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 118. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things this week with a band called Brilliant Colors. The song's called Short Sleeves at Night, and it's on the band's forthcoming album called Introducing. It comes out November 3rd on Slumberland Records. Being in Slumberland, you know it's going to be Twee or C86 or Wonderful. In this case, it's a bit of all three. I really do enjoy this album, and it's an excellent, excellent vision of C86, that indie pop scene that came out in the late 80s, out of the UK largely, but there were some US disciples as well. So let's end it here. Thank you very much for listening, and this is Brilliant Colors.